We're learning the definition of a mechitza. What does the Mishnah mean when it says to put up a mechitza? So the Gemara says, Savru amai mechitza guda. We thought that what mechitza meant was going to be a wall, although the Gemara challenges that on Amud Beis and presents mechitza to mean a chalukah, a divide between the individuals, not necessarily a physical structure. But the Gemara right now assumes mechitza means a wall. And the Gemara proves this from a fascinating din. Kiddisanya, I think. Mechitza zakarim shenifritza oimer loigdur, chazar venifritza oimer loigdur. The halacha is that if a person has a vineyard right near his next door neighbor's tvua and grain, that could potentially cause serious problems. The most serious of problems that you could have imagined, which is what? Not just kilayim, not just the fact that it's usser, that it's going to mix together, but it's going to be a post facto isser that's going to lead itself, like we spoke about yesterday, that's going to have to be burnt and is usser behano. Wow. Mechita zakarim shenifritza. So what happens if I planted, I was A-OK, I was a kosher v'yosher guy. There was a wall up, everything was divided, everything was okay, nothing was mixing together, and then the wall collapses. So we tell the guy, and we go over to him, either we or someone, or the other guy tells him, Omru lo gdor, there's two gersos here also. There's two gersos in the word kedisanya, and there's two gersos in the word omrim or omer. Who's talking over here? Is it the other shachin? Is it Marwan? I mean, Cameo? Is it Cameo? Or is it Beis Din? So let's not get lost with that right now, but we'll just say someone tells the guy with the vineyard, Omer lo gdur, he put up a fence. Chazer v'nifritza, what happens if it happens again? It falls apart. V'nifritza, and now it's again connecting to the tvua. So now we're in problematic area again. We're getting to Kilayim again. It's going to be Asar Bano again. It's going to have to be burnt again. Omer lo gdur, we tell him again. Omer lo gdur. If he's mamish a lazy bum, he's mamish a guy who doesn't believe in Avodas Hashem, he doesn't learn Rav Tzadok's, and he starts being miyayish, and he starts giving up hope. Ein shum yeyush, but this guy was miyayish. This guy's an oisvarf. And what happens? Like Gadra, and he doesn't put up a wall. So then what? It creates what? Kilayim. Harezek Kiddush is not a positive thing. Harezek Kiddush is not creating Kedusha in your life. It's actually causing less Kedusha. It's creating Kilayim. And what? Chayev Bachrayis. Now you're going to have to pay up. Now you're going to have to give the cash. Now you actually are Chayev Bachrayis. You have to pay Tashlum. Rabbi says, I pointed out it yesterday, every word of this Gemara is earth-shattering. First of all, is it a Kedisanya? Is it a Brisa? Is it a Mishnah? Rabbi, that's boring. I don't care about that. You will care about that. Trust me. Why are we warning the guy? In general, in Nezikin, we don't usually give Hasra. Hasra is relevant before you do an Aveira, and we're going to give you the capital punishment, or we're going to give you Malkus. So we have to make sure to give you a warning before you get that punishment. Hasra in the world of Nezikin? Well, what's like? What are you warning a guy about? What's going on? Either it's damaged or it's not damaged. Even if it damages on its own, Lamaisa, I'm chayev, right? You know, if I'm paying right now $700 right now because of that stinking rainstorm that carried my car and knocked it into someone in my shul parking lot. You know, and my car. I told you guys this about this. The car floated away and it knocked into someone else. So it's my achrayis, it's my mominess, it's my hezek. I gotta pay. All right, maybe not actually, but I'm willing to pay. I don't want someone in my shul, and I don't want it to be. I'm paying. But lamaisa, there's no hasra over here. There was no warning. There was. I'm saying maybe it's grandma. Yeah, I'm saying like what to talk about in our sugya taka. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the einus also. But the Gemara says einus. Right, oinus by a non adam amazik. Right, by adam amazik, oinus is chayiv. That's part of that's a fascinating sugya baba kama. Let's say a guy is oinus when it comes to driving a car accident. So the Gemara says bein ba oinus bein v'ratzin, you're chayiv. Gemara baba kama chav zayin. Right, a person is chayiv adam amazik ba oinus. Shaila is machlek zrishayin. What if he's oinus gomer? He's totally like it's like mamish like a ruach she'ena mitzuya, a mabel outside.
Yeah, that would, you're right. That would be an oinus gomer. This matzav of what happened was like totally unexpected, the craziest thing. So even if I was another mamazik, I'd probably be potter. Kol shekein, if I'm not even involved in the car, I'm sitting there davening marv, and then the guys run down and they say, Rebbe, I need your car keys, your car's floating away. Literally, I'm not exaggerating a word that that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
What's the difference between a case of an adal mamazik, that's an oinus gomer, and just a grama, and a grama case? I thought that has nothing to do with grama.
What is grama? Grama means it's not relating to me. Adam Amazik means I'm doing it. Oinus or oinus gomer means, is it out of your control or is it not out of your control? But at the end of the day, I did it. Those are two totally different questions.
I thought the grama case example you gave yesterday was you drop something off your balcony and there's healthy pillows there and then someone moves the pillows away and hits someone.
Right. So that's not me doing it at all. Someone else pulled the pillows. I didn't do anything. I didn't do a hezek. Not even an adam mamazik. It's garnished. Mamazik. Over here, we're talking about, no, I was driving the car. I'm putting the force in. I'm hitting your rear. Shail is, was there a whole monsoon and rainstorm that picked up my car and threw me into you? That's oinus gomer. But at the time of the hezek, who was the driving force there? No pun intended. Me. That's adam mamazik. You have to be number one. There's a lot of details that you have to figure out. How is this hezek existing? How does it relate back to me? Is it me? Is it my animal? Is it my money? And then you have a question, is what's the situation? Is it oinus gomer? Is it just am oinus? So that's a separate question. But we're getting way ahead of ourselves. So now, you put up a wall, and you need some sort of warning, a pella. I don't understand what this gemara is talking about. Then the gemara repeats itself, again and again. Why are you repeating yourself? We got it the first time. This should bother you, everybody said. This bothered the Rishonim. And the Rishonim came up with a lot of chidushim based on our brisa that comes up in a few places in Shas based on these diyukim. What is yesh over here? Yesh is relevant when? Yesh is relevant in gzela. A guy steals from you and you're miyayish from the gezel. Okay, you're miyayish. Aveda. Person loses an aveda, he's miyayish. So then there's a din called yesh. You don't have to do the mitzvah of Hashabbos aveda. We're talking about nezek over here. We're talking about paying money, chay v'achrayis, that there's a nezek. What in the world is going on here in this entire Gemara that needs absolute crazy explanation? Okay, everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? That's what we presented yesterday, just a few of the diyukim. But then we went on, Rabbi Yisai, and we got a little bit sidetracked into something that you wouldn't have thought it would be anything that I would want to discuss, whether or not this is a brisa or a mishnah, but it turns out that this actually has a tremendous relevance. The Gemara, the Tosfos in Dibur Matzchel Kedesanya points out that there's a little bit of a machlokas in Girsos, even in the first line, a word, whether or not this is Mechitza Shenafla, is talking about Mechitza Kerem Shenifritza, I'm sorry, is that a Brisa or is that a Mishnah? Who cares whether it's a Brisa or a Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai? Why should I care? So if you remember yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, there was a Gemara Baba Kama that brought up this concept. Gemara Baba Kama is discussing something entirely different. And that's really the opening to our sugya. Gemara Baba Kama is introducing us a concept called Dina Degarmi. And the story went as follows. Rish Lakish told Rabbi Lazar that, I want to know, is this money usable cash? Is this a liquid asset that I could now use in the market that now is going to have value? And I'm relying on you. So Rabbi Lazar says, what do you mean you're relying on me? Why are you throwing that in? You're making me nervous over here. You're implying that if I'm not actually giving you the right advice, that you're going to come back to me and you're going to collect from me? So I thought you hold that only Rabbi Meir held of Dina Degarmi, but we don't hold of Dina Degarmi. So there's this new type of hezek that's called Dina Degarmi that's up for grabs. It's not necessarily classic Arba Ovis Nezikin. It's not necessarily the classic Parshas Nezikin, which is where in the Torah, Rabbi Yisai? Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim. Kilayim is in Kisetzer. But Nezikin is Parshas Mishpatim. So that's classic Nezikin. But now there's this new concept called not classic Nezikin. We'll learn in Mirtz Hashem what the Agdara is in a second. But it's called Dina Degarmi. So who's the author of Dina Degarmi? Who made up this concept of Dina Degarmi? that you're chayav or that you would have to pay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Elazar said back to Reish Lakish, yeah, Rabbi Meir, v'loy svirale. Rabbi Meir, and he's an interesting shita, but we don't pass him like that. We hold our bavas nezikin as chayav, that and nothing else. So why are you telling me that you would collect from me if it turns out that I'm wrong and that cash was actually a kesef bisha, was actually unusable cash? You can't come back to me. That's considered dina degarmi, and we don't pass like Rabbi Meir, we pass like the Rabbanon against Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish answered, no, we hold of Rabbi Meir. And that's why I showed you yesterday, Rabbi Isai. Fascinating Gemara, Rabbi Isai. What happens if you have a check and a guy walks up to your check and he burns it up? So did I actually damage you $10.3 billion that you're using for last week's deal to close on the property, the real estate property? No, I didn't damage you $10.3 billion. I damaged you about, I don't know, how much is a checkbook? Checkbook's $1.25. What do they sell checkbooks now? However, you're nishtahin, you're shenayah. You're not in the Torah world. You're not in the... What's going on over here? Give me some ideas or something. Where are you holding? How much is your checkbook? What?
I've never bought a checkbook.
What? How much?
Maybe a few dollars.
Yeah, $1.25 is too low?
Probably
a little too low.
Yeah.
A little too low. I'm nishtahin, nishtahin also. I'm in no world also. I call my wife, how much is a checkbook thing? Well, I said, who used checkbooks anyway? Everyone wires now. It's all checkbooks are old. It's like CDs. Yeah. So Lamaisa, so let's see. So I burnt up the check. I burnt up the check, right? If it's let's say we'll go with $3 for a checkbook. How many checks in a checkbook?
It's $15 for a checkbook.
No way.
One box of checks.
That's new. That's
all
recent.
Yeah, exactly. Your mamish took the words right out of your mouth. Mamish every sugya. Anger.
Well, mine was $20, but it came in a nice, like, leather binder.
Okay. Ah, yeah. Just go ahead. So. Ay, chevra. Ay, enough said. I'm not going to talk. Okay. Well, my sir, Rabbi Isai, but. You know, okay, maybe you did a little more damage than I thought. But you lie, you damaged a piece of paper that a certain country thinks should be worth, you know, a lot more money than I thought. But it's garnished. You were served the star. You were served the near. So is that going to be machayev me, the $10.3 billion? All the zeros on the... Acha, chalil v'chas. So Gemara ends up saying, no, that little kid, right, Ravashi... Ravashi was Sarif the Shtaros when he was a little kid, right? When he thought he would get away with murder. Anyone look up the Ramah? Anyone look at the Ramah that I mentioned yesterday, everybody say? That everyone who thinks that Averus, when you're a kid, you're not responsible for? From this Gemara. Ravashi was Sarif Shtaroso, and Raphram, when he grew up, says, you're chayv to pay. It's from this Gemara the Ramah says, when a kid does an Avera, toiv l'lasos otshuva, right? Collector's item. Next time your brother, you know, ticks you off and he says, I'm not bar mitzvah, you show him a Gemara, Baba Kama, Tzadi Chesam Abbas. Raphram was a Machayev Ravashi to pay all the money. But why? That's only because he was done what? He was done what?
Dina
Degarmi. If you're not done Dina Degarmi, if you don't subscribe to Dina Degarmi, so the kid will say, even if you hold like the Ramah that I have to do tshuva, so I have to pay you whatever in those times, 20 cents, now $15. Okay, but like I don't have to pay you $10.5 billion, $10.3 billion. How could you be mechayev me for that? So that's already totally indirect. That doesn't relate back to me. That's Dina Degarmi. That's not Hezek, classic Hezek. That's not Adama Mazik. So then you can't be mechayev me. You can't obligate me to pay for that tashlum. So Rabbi Isai, if we accept Rabbi Meir, which it sounds like the Gemara is saying we are accepting, we're going with that, and therefore you're going to have to be chayv. If you burn up a check, you're going to have to be chayv for the zeros that are inside the check and not just for the amount of the paper itself. So this is going to have incredible ramifications in terms of the world of halacha, in terms of entertaining this new possibility and this new type of hezek that's on the books. So, but then the Gemara wants to know, and where does Rabbi Meir get this from? Who says Rabbi Meir ever said it? So the Gemara starts throwing out possibilities, like we went through yesterday, of where Rabbi Meir might have said it that wasn't classic Hezek, and it was more indirect. And the Gemara says maybe when a Dayan paskin something, and he caused the guy to lose you know, some of his food or some of his merchandise, and he was metamit, or he caused the guy a hefsid. So, and that's not direct hezek. So the Gemara says, no. The Mishnah was talking about a mayor that he was obligated to die, and who paskin such a paskin psak. That was where he read directly was mazik. He was an adam mazik. He took the sheretz and he put it on the food, and he was metamit. So that's not a source for dina degarmi. So the Gemara throws out that raya. Then the Gemara says, what if I colored the stuff? I told you to color the stuff, and you did it wrong. So Gemara says also that's a case of direct hezek. So then the Gemara finally concludes and says, I found the missing link. I found where Meir said what he said, and that's from where? From a Mishnah. So Gemara says, I'm a sachik fano agabi tfuas o shechaveru. Harezek kiddish v'chayiv. So Gemara says, you pull what? The gef and the vineyard, and it's only hovering over the tfua, and you see what? That even though there's no physical connection, you see that there still is a kilayim, right? So the Gemara says, that's not a raya. Why is that not a raya, Rabbi Yisai? Because that's also what? Mazik biyadayim. That's an adam mazik, that you're doing direct hezek. Excellent. So the Gemara says, that can't be the source for dina degarmi. Elahara meir. Our what? Our, says Rabbi Natam, our brisa. That's Rabbi Meir Dina Degarmi. So now we will just establish Rabbi Yisai that Rabbi Meir is the author of this din. Really? Where did you see that? All the brisa says, "Disanya mechitzas karam shenifritza armel logdor nifritza armel logdor nisiyash memenu v'lo gadra arizik kiddush v'chayv achriuso." Never said anything about Rabbi Meir. Rish Lakish was saying it's a statement from Rabbi Meir. Stum what? Stum Brisa? Don't give me that. It's not a Mishnah. It's a Kedisanya. Right? That fourth grade Rebbe that told you that every time it says an Aleph is a Kedisanya, and every time it says two Nuns, it's a Mishnah, it turned out that it was actually pretty valuable what he was telling you. Because now you can understand Rabbi Natan when he taught you that. Gemara says in Andav Ches, in Baba Basra, that the Tinoikashel Beis Rabbim, you'll see that how relevant they are later on in life. That's Baruch Hashem, they taught us that. So says the Rabbi Natam, it's really a Brisa. And Stam Brisa is not Rabbi Meir. So El Amai, what? But since I link it and I connect it back to the last Mishnah that says that I can aser my friend's stuff, and that is a Mishnah, and that's the continuation of the Brisa that seems to have a common denominator with that Mishnah, that in both situations the stuff is becoming aser through another individual, another owner, a Bala Geffen. So that seems to be what Rabbi Natan's holding, even though this is not a Mishnah, this is a Brisa, but we linked it back to the Mishnah of Amisachik Kfano, that the author was Rabbi Meir, so it must be the author of the Brisa is also Rabbi Meir. And now you can learn a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf. This is Rabbi Natan, the way he put Shas together, and therefore he was able to learn and figure out what the actual Girsa in the Gemara was, only because he was able to see all these different Gemaras. Rabbi Yisai, all the Rishonim, all of their conclusions and all of their Yusaidis come from compiling all these different Gemaras together, which is what we're trying to do in Seder, trying to be like a Rishon, working backwards on all of the Rayas that they got and build up the Binyanim that they're doing. Yeah.
According to everyone else who disagrees with Rabbi Meir, you can't
usher
anything that belongs to your friend.
Excellent question. Pashtus, look at Perek Kilayim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. It's going to be on the future Mar Mekoymus, but that seems to be the sheet of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, it's going to be a fairish in the Mar Mekoymus. I don't want to talk too much because I'm going to spoil future sugyas, but the answer to your question is yes.
What about
the man all that? Now you're trying. This is what you're trying to take me into a new sugya. I know exactly what you're doing. I know your style. You want to do everything right now, right here, right now. I can't. I just can't do it. We're going to lose focus. Excellent. We're going to have it. It's not my fault, guys. There's a bomb over here, and there's a lot of what do you call that when they put the, you know, all the sharp nail and all the strap nail.
Ricochet.
Right. It's all ricocheting. There's a lot of different sugyas that like are offshooting. And there are a lot of Yisaidis that comes out of this Brisa, like I introduced. That wasn't just a slogan. There's really a lot that comes out of here. You got to and Radmon, we're going to get back to Yeridea. Trust me, Rabbi Natan is going to bring us back to Yeridea. Rabbi Natan had so much fun in his shir on these sugyas, starting from this Rabbi Natan to the next Rabbi Natan to the next Rabbi. Excellent, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to get there. But yeah, assume for right now that that's not a Dover Pashin or a mayor's going out on a limb on this one. Yeah, good. So that's just in terms of whether or not this is a Mishnah or a Brisa. But Rabbi say what we also gained and gleaned from this Rabbeinu Tam is that the sugya that we're learning is Dina Degarmi. We don't know what that is actually means. We know that it's not classic Nezek. We know that it's something that's up for grabs. We know that it's something that's debated amongst the Tanoim, whether or not you're going to be Chayav, and it can't be considered a direct Nezek. But we're not really sure what it is, how it is, and what the nature of that Din is based off of. So let's really, before we try to analyze that, which is what we're going to do, let's focus for a second on that next phrase that I was very bothered by the Gemara. Omrim lo gdor. Omrim lo gdor. What are you doing over here, Rabbi Say? Wow. Any other Nezek, you go through the entire Bava Kama, you never give the guy a warning before in your life. Suddenly over here, we're giving a warning, and if you think that I'm not accurately translating it, this is I got this idea of warning from the Ri. Va'aymer Ri in the Taisus Omrim lo gdor. The first two lines of Taisus are skipped, Rabbi Say. The reason is because that's an independent sugya on its own. This is something that Jeremy brought up at the, and Adman also brought up at the last sugya. What is, who's the mazik over here? What's going on over here? It's going to connect to this Rashi and the beginning of Taisus. We're going to get back to it. We're going to have a whole separate sugya just on that. That's going to be, there's a lot to talk about. Okay. Va'aymer Ri. So the Ri gives a commentary on this Gemara. Why does it say Omrim lo gdor? In the middle of the Tosfos Omrim lo gdor, lok tani chayav lo gdor. It should have said what? What would have been better in Dinei Nezikin, Rabbi Yisai? These are your chiyuvim. You have to do it. If you should tzarech lahasros bo, you have to give him a warning. Vim lo hisru bo lo gdor. And if you were not master him, eno chayav b'achri yusa, then he's actually not chayav to pay. Ula, what? Hasra? Chaver, are you with me over here? Hasra? Hasra's for Sanhedrin, Hasra's for Bezdin, for Malkus, for Misa. What in the world is going on here, Rabbi? So how did you go to sleep last night? This makes no sense. If someone would say to me in the world in Ezekiel, in the Sugya Baba Kama, Hasra, I would think I would kick them out of my shear. What are you talking about? Makes no sense. Hasra? Hasra is to make sure the guy's amazed, that we can give him malchus, that we can kill him. Who's killing anyone over here? You with me? Everyone with me? Anyone think that I'm trying to present, that I'm trying to be creative over here? I'm trying to put on a show over here? I'm not. I'm straight up. I don't understand this Gemara. I'm not trying to dramatize anything over here right now. Not that I ever try to dramatize anything. Then the Ri goes on further, and he says, and that's the repetition. Nifritza or Milogdor. Af pam shniya kishanitra. Tarach la'asroso. Don't think that you're yoytze with the first asra. What in the world is going on with this asra? She'enu sever lios chayav ligdor kol shav and nifritza pam shlishas misafka l'ri. Im tarach la'asroso kol shav hoshem asagi betray zimra vein tarach la'asroso bo yosef. What's the suffix of the Ri? What's the shmooze, Rabbi say? What did the Ri, Bali Atoysa, say to his shir? I talk, I have a suffix. Said, pretend, Rabbi say, you're in the Ri shir. You're in the Bali Atoysa, the Ri, the Rabbi Yitzchok. He's saying over shir, and he's saying, and actually, the Gemara only says Armim Loigdor twice. So I talk, I have a suffix. Does the Hasra, for the second time, already assume that you could assume that the guy knows that he has, and I'm sitting there as a Talmud in the Ri shir, and I'm, what Hasra? 2 versus 3. I don't understand what you're talking about. You're chayav to pay a nezek. I'm sorry. Your thing fell into my house. Your car went. You're damaged. You're sure. Your ox went in. If you either chayav to pay or you're not, there's no world of asra. You with me, Julian? It's pella. And now you're svek. Because what about the second or the third? Because it wasn't oil al adas. Who cares what it's oil al adas? Learn kilayim. You're responsible. This is the Torah. You think you have the ability to say, "Oh, I will show you," because I didn't know. Who knows that? Who knows that then? Ain't right? I didn't know the halacha. I didn't know the halacha. If I didn't know the halacha, what's the din? Right? Do we say that a person there is we learned this in your day, no? Safik Yediyah. Thank you, Yosef. Safik Yediyah. Can a person hide behind the Torah? Rabbi says Safik. I love that sugya, Safik Yediyah, because it tells you can't be an Amaretz. Safik Yediyah is not considered Shaykh. You don't know Torah in Safik Yediyah. Look up the Shulchan Aruch. Ask a Shaila. You're Mechuyev. Otherwise, it's on your responsibility to know it. There's no din like, oh, I'm on the path. I'm not there yet. So if that would be the case, no one would ever get on the path because they would have a p'tur for the rest of their life. There is no suffik yediyah. If you don't know, so find out. What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai Asro? So Rabbi Yisai, what's dina d'garmi? Let's try to analyze. Let's try to figure this out. So a lot of these gemaras, Rabbi Yisai, come out of a gemaras in Bava Kamma. Number one, there's a gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Nun Dalet. The gemaras about Daf Nun Dalet are dealing with the sugyas of bor. The Mishnah and the Braisa on Daf Nun Gimel Mabes, there's a Braisa that presents a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. What is the din of bor, Rabbi Yisai? It's one of the arba avos nezikin, Rabbi Yisai. So what's a bor? A pit. So how does it work? You dug a pit where? In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that was really careless of you. Because now there's going to be people that are going to get damaged. How high does that bor have to be? For what?
For a misa. And then for mazik.
Okay, good. Excellent. So the Gemara says now, you're chayav to pay. Right? You're chayav to pay. You have to pay the damages, right? Because you didn't cover that bor. You're responsible, okay? But are you chayav on everything? No. There's a gzeiras hakasa, a fascinating din. The Torah specifically highlighted certain things in the Torah that you'd be chayav. What's the pasuk? I need a balkar. What's the pasuk? Paras mishpatim. Open up the pasuk. Paras mishpatim. Ki yichra. What? Shor hachamor. So the pasuk says, what's the ki yichra ish bor? Kiftach Ishbor, Velo Yichasenu, V'nafal Sham Shor or Chamor. Good. V'nafal Shor. Why did Torah go out of its way and say that if inside the bor it fell a Shor or Chamor? Right? Yeah? Anyone have an answer for me?
Shor V'lo Adam Chamor
V'lo Kelim. Oh, so the Chachamim come along and say Shor V'lo Adam Chamor V'lo Kelim. Shor is coming to exclude an Adam, that if an Adam falls into that pit, we assume that you're Pater, you should have noticed it and he shouldn't have fell in. And Chamor, a living animal, the like Halim. And if Chves, an iPhone, fell in, then you're going to be Pater on the iPhone. Okay? Good, guys? Yeah? Okay. So now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Oy l'rabbis hazakelim. Rabbi Yehuda darshins shor o chamor that oy came to be marbe the chiv of kelim. So it's machlokes tanoim in the Gemara Bava Kamma. Are you chayev in nizke kelim in a bor between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanim? Right? Good. So the Gemara ends off with a kasha as it's going through all the drushes. So Gemara says, "Ulerbi Yehuda to come marbe luhu kelim bishlam ashor memayit be adam elachamor may memayit be." So we know, according to Yehuda, what shor excludes shor v'lo adam. But according to chamor, according to Yehuda, that includes kelim. So what do you need chamor to exclude? Because you can't exclude kelim anymore. That's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara ends off. Kasha. We don't know. That's one of the questions we're stuck with. We need to figure out somehow. We don't know. And it leaves us hanging. We don't know what it comes to exclude. Whenever the Gemara says Kasha, Rabbi Yisai, as opposed to Yufta, right? So the Rashbam tells us that later on in Cheska Sabbat and Bab Basra, that you'll see this, that Rishonim always try to come up with Terutzim. Okay? Kasha is not untouchable. Tiyufta is pretty much untouchable. And that's why sometimes the Gemara will leave you hanging with a kasha, and sometimes the Gemara will leave you hanging with a tiyufta. And that's why you'll see on Gemaras that with kashas, that the Rishonim will try to offer certain terutzim to this kasha that the Gemara left us suspended and hanging with, that we're not sure what the conclusion. Judy, you have a question?
What about teiku?
Teiku also. Teiku, that's what we're going to leave for Eliyahu Hanavi, and we're not going to try to answer. Yeah.
Why do we need an exclusion once I come to say a chomer?
What?
Why do I need to bring an exclusion if I know chomer?
The Torah shouldn't have said those words.
Why? I know now I can't. I'm chayav chomer.
Why would you have thought you're not chayav chomer? A boar's chayav.
So then now I need.
So I would have thought everything's chayav. So now it comes along the Torah and says, no, you're only chayav and shor and chomer. Okay, you obviously told me that for a reason. Why did you tell me that? Obviously to come to exclude something. What are those things that you came to exclude? Whenever the Torah adds another word, it came to tell you something. And it might be the Chachamim that are telling you what it's coming to exclude, but that doesn't make it Midrabanan. That makes it still Midaraisa. It's just being Mefarish, the words of the Torah. Good?
Why is it a question? Why? What the Rabbanan does with
Olam? The Rabbanan told us.
With Olam, too.
Oh, why do the Rabbanan? So the Gemara does discuss that. Rabbanan oy mi boy lechalik. The Gemara deals with that. I just didn't put it on the Marmakonis. The Gemara does deal with that. So the Gemara goes through the whole Shak of Atariya, Nun Gimel Mabez, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, is how do you read the drushas according to everyone? And the Gemara leaves off with this hanging question. So if you look at Taisus over there, Taisus quotes one of the Bali at Taisus was Rav Moshe Mipuntaiza. Right? Anyone ever hear him before? Rav Moshe Mipuntaiza? Rav Moshe from Puntaiza. Anyone ever hear of a place called Puntaiza? No? Okay. Neither have I. The Ema, the Chamor, Osalamayit Shtaros. What? I have a good category. I found something that's not an Adam and it's not classic Kalim. What's that? A Shtar. And that shtar could be worth a lot of money, $10.3 billion. Let's get that guy in that tight suit with the slick back hair. Come on. Close the deal, $10.3 billion. Here's the check. Why can't that be coming to be the exclusion from this pasuk, even according to Yehuda? We found a new category. Good? Good kasha. And what's the din? By a mazik shtar, Rabbi Yisai. Rav Meir is mechayev dina degarmi. And Raphram was mechayev, a person that what? That burnt up a shtar. Rav Ashi served shtaroslav when he was a kid. He thought he got away with murder. And what? Turns out he was chayev later on to pay back. Because you're chayev dina degarmi. We paskin dina degarmi. And Rish Lakish told Rav Lazar, I'm relying on you. And if it's going to turn out that this is going to be not legit, so then you're going to have to pay up because we hold like Rav Meir, Dina Degarmi. So what does Taisa say? V'ema dechamor osa lemayit shtaros. Where Marie de Leman de Lloyd doin Dina Degarmi afilu hu atzmo potter. I'm sorry. What? Afilu hu atzmo potter. So first, the re-answer is, first of all, you have a good answer according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who didn't accept what? Concept of Dina Degarmi. So that's your simple answer. That's why I'm not coming to exclude that din, because that din doesn't exist. I'm not going to come to exclude non-existing dinim. You with me, Judah? If you don't hold of Dina Degarmi, so the whole concept of Nezek Shtaros is not even on the table on a level of Daraiso. It's just a piece of paper, and you're not chayev for the billions that are inside the check. But that's not going to fly, because, like I just presented to you, we paskin Dina Degarmi. So therefore, says the continues the Taisus, Uleman de do in dina degarmi nami loy mechayev elo midrabanon. So comes along Taisus in the first place in Shas that he says a whopper of a chiddush that which we are mechayev according to Rav Meir the din of dina degarmi, that's only a din midrabanon. And comes along Taisus and he proves this from a Gemara. Kedemuch berak hakoynes demi boyalei. He also takonas nigzel b'moser or lo. V'i dina degarmi d'oraisa lam lo yasa takonas nigzel b'migzer k'mo b'nigzel. What's he talking about? He's talking about Gemara on daf samach beizim and alf. What does the Gemara say on samach beizim and alf? Chever, everyone's very quiet today. I don't like this. Come on, wake up. Chever, let's go. What's the Gemara on Tzabach Beizim and Aleph discussing? Yasu Tanakonas Nigzo B'Maser. Let me hear from someone. What does the Gemara in Tzabach Beis say? Yeah, Judah, go for it.
That's a question if the informer is high pay damages.
Not exactly. Informer, sometimes everybody say if you want to pay, you need edus, you need a raya, that you're chayev, right? So what's takonas nigzal? What is that? You don't have a raya. So what did Chachamim do? They made a takono. What was the takono? That the nigzal, the guy who was stolen from, could make a shvua, and then if he swears, then he could take the money that he's owed, that he claims that he's owed, even though he doesn't have a proof. So the Gemara wants to know, did they make such a takona by Musser, or did they not make such a takona by Musser? What's the difference? Why would you say, if they made a takana by a nigza, why would they make a takana by a musser? What's a musser, Rabbi Isai? A musser is a snitch. A musser is an informant. Masira, a person who was meiser, he meisered information to the mafia or to the people or to the king that was not kosher v'yosher or to a bunch of bandits, and he nailed a bunch of Jews because of that. And you know, he could really, Masira could be very, very serious, everybody says. Gemara and Brachas, it's mashma, according to the Ravid, Masira could be mamash roidif. You know, if he's telling the, you know, information that are going to put people in a sakana. And he could be even, you know, it could be chayiv misa for what he's doing. It could be roidif. In the Sugis and Ksubis in Bava Kama, when we learned this, we went through the Sugis of Masira. This was, Rabbi Shechter always says over, says that when anyone ever hear the name Yigal Amir? Mm-hmm. Who's Yigal Amir?
He killed Yitzhak Rabin, KB1.
Right. That's right. So that's my yeshiva. And he was actually killed on my bar mitzvah.
Yeah, what happened?
There was a prime minister of Israel, his name was Yitzhak Rabin. And he supposedly was the one who killed Yitzhak Rabin. The reason I say supposedly is because I read a fascinating book. I could really get in big trouble for this right now. But there was a book that was banned by the Israeli government. I actually recommend all of you to read it. The proof is unbelievable. Back in the day, when I was growing up, this was like hot stuff, and they didn't know to burn it. But basically, he has a whole conspiracy that it was a setup, and he really shot blanks, and someone else killed Yitzhak Rabin. I'm not going to actually say who, because then I'll really get arrested. But
another KBY guy?
But no. No.
Just stop the recording. Then.
No.
Wait, he was a KBY guy?
Why would he want to kill him? Well, politically, there was a little bit of a question where, you know, they weren't so seen eye to eye. And
was it a KBY guy who was accused?
Yeah, a KBY guy who's sitting in jail right now. My brother went to yeshiva with him.
He
knows.
The thing that was Rabin was a
Rodev,
right?
Do you understand why I'm saying this right now?
Yeah, yeah.
He held that Rabin was an indirect Rodev, just like a Meiser, so therefore he held La Halach that he has to kill him. But that's all dependent on this Ravid that holds that a Meiser, and even through words, you could be considered a Rodev. I'm saying, there's... The point is that a moiser could also be considered a raidit. All the other stuff you could just forget about. But so Rabbi Isai, I understand. Why wouldn't you say that there's takanas nigzal by a moiser? If a moiser is chayiv, a moiser is causing damages, so then memela, you should say that the same takanas that apply to gzela should apply to mesira. Zetman Funda says Taisus, you see that there's something lacking when it comes to Masira. What's lacking? Masira is only what? Dina Degarmi. And if it's Dina Degarmi, so then obviously what? It's not on the same level as classic Zela. It's not on the same level as classic Zela. So Mela, they were only Metakin to Zela Deoraisa, but they were never made the Takonas Nigzal that you could just take a shvu and collect the money when it comes to Dina Degarmi. Because that's only Midrabanan. That's Toysis' first Raya. Then Tosfos. Yeah. Then Tosfos, which by the way, everybody say implies that our whole sugya that we're learning right now is only a chiyuv midrabbanan. Then Tosfos in Baba Basra. And Daf Chavez Amid Beis discusses the following. Aaron, you got I need your The Mishnah discusses Marchikin es Asulim in Ashoivich Arba Amis. What's going on over here, Rabbi Isai? Oh my God. Time flies. Person is obligated to distance his ladder from the nest for Amis. What's happening over here, Rabbi Isai? Can someone help me out over here? They should like to talk by Tanamiya. So that what? That you're not going to have this animal that's going to eat up everything in the nest. Through the ladder, that's how he's going to get there. Good? Now what's the second case of the Mishnah? You also have to distance the koisel from the maschila. You have a gutter, you have a drainage system, and you have a wall there. So you have to distance it, dalet amos, kidei sheyehe zoykeif es asulam. So that what? What's going on over here? Why do I have to distance the ladder over here? Anyone saw this Gemara? Why?
No, so you can just go up and clean it, no?
Which no. Case is this, right?
Wait, you're saying the case of the...
The second case of the Mishnah.
Why
do I have to distance? So the guy can put up the ladder,
yeah,
right? Exactly. So now, right, so that he can lean his ladder. Okay, good. So the Gemara says, Lema mastis in deloik Rabbi Yossi. So perhaps this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Who's Rabbi Yossi? So Rashi says, we're going to get to know this Rabbi Yossi very well. We actually already had it on the Maamar Kaimis before Yom Tov. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Archokas Nezikin. Who has to be the one to stay away from this Nezek when you're planting in your property and there's another person planting in the next door property? Is it Ala Mazik Laharchik or is it Ala Nizik Laharchik? Is the responsible party the mazik, the one who's going in and damaging, or is it that whenever I'm being the balabas in my property, I have to protect myself and any foreseeable hezek that's going to come in my direction? So the Gemara says, "Lema asis de lo Rabbi Yosi, di Rabbi Yosi ha'omer zeh choifer b'toch shaloi v'zeh noteh b'toch shaloi." I should be responsible for protecting myself, and then everyone else could plant normally in their property. So therefore, what's up to Rashi? The Pollock was safe at the Pirkin, but the Tea Elon Simich Labor. If a guy who plants a tree near a pit, the Tuva Mili Ikum Asis Devade Lav Karab Yosi, Elalema Avzu Sulam Vishoivik, the like Karab Yosi. Why is this Sulam Vishoivik not like Karab Yosi, Rabbosai? Because what? Because what? What's happening over here? You're going to put a ladder, and what's going to happen? And now, someone else is going to what? Have their animal that's going to now have access into the nest. That's going to jump into my nest, right? So that's his responsibility. He should protect it. He should make sure that there are no mazikin that are now going to jump. And it shouldn't have to be me that has to safeguard that. So maybe our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yosi that says that you have to be marchikin. Afilu tem Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rav Ashiki, Avina be Rav Kana, Av Amar Moedir Rabbi Yosi be Geir Adilei. So this is a very important line, Rabbi Yosi of Abbasra. Rabbi Yosi agrees that if there is a direct arrow that's coming from the Mazik, Geir Adilei, don't forget that line. Then even Rabbi Yossi will agree that the one who has to be marchik, the one who has to protect over here and safeguard that there's not going to be future damage, is what? Is the mazik. And he doesn't agree, he doesn't disagree with Rabbanan in such a situation. Zok Rashi. Begeir dilei, bechitzim abo lo miyad gufo, shabal abayis mamish. So he's got to make sure that it's not going to jump in. Debahadi demanach le ba'oideh sho'ichos v'sulam kofza. Because, Zok Rashi, when I put that ladder there, then what? That's exactly when the damage happens. So that's like an arrow coming out of my hand. So even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that by you putting that ladder there, that's on you for being responsible. And he's going to agree that Ala Mazik Laharchik Es HaNezek. Everyone with me, guys? Everyone good? Okay. Hachanami zimnin de bahade de monachle yasva bocher vekovtsa yachzer bocher vekovtsa. So also over here, that's what the Mishnah was assuming, that it was direct nezek, and therefore everyone agrees that the mazik is the responsible party over here, and Rabbi Yossi would not disagree over here by putting the ladder, which is now making the access to the nest. Frak the Gemara, Kasha, fascinating Gemara, famous Gemara, Vahagramahu, this is one of the Gemaras that Grama comes up by Grama ben Ezekin. Amar Rav Tubi bar Masa Zoso Meres, Grama ben Ezekin Oser. Ask the Gemara, even if it's Gera delay, it's still lacking. Because it's Grama. It's indirect. I'm not pushing the animal on there. I'm just putting up something that now is giving the animal access. But the animal itself is the one that's climbing. So Memela Rabbi Sai, Gemara says, I shall be potter because Grama ben Ezekin is potter. That's the Gemara's kasha, right? Good? Famous Gemara, Rabbi Sai. Grama ben Ezekin potter, where? Baba Vasser Chav Bezo Mebez. Yeah.
The understanding here is that it's Giri Delay and it's Grama. That's not the projection of Giri
Delay. We want to know if Grama is a challenge to even saying Giri Delay. I mean, yeah. I mean, Gary Delay is assuming that you'd be chayav al tznezek. So you can't. Grum is a challenge to that.
What else would it be?
Meaning, Gary Delay is more if you have a nezek that's not considered grumma. So now, Rabbi Yossi is going to say that over here, where it's Gary Delay, it's also on the mazik to be machayev. So you're right. Grumma will be a rejection of Gary Delay, because that's not going to be a situation where anyone's going to be chayv. You're going to be potter, right? But it's potter for another reason. It's not because it's not you. It's just because it's indirect, and indirect is too far fetched for you to be chayv. You hear what I'm saying? Grama is another type of tour. It's not that I challenge that I don't really connect the mazik over here. It's that it's potter for another reason. It's just, let's call grama delay. It's delayed, so then that's not considered nezek that you're responsible for. Okay? And Rabbi said, whatever we say over here is going to have ramifications in all areas of grama, like I pointed out yesterday. And that's going to have ramifications in Hilchos Shabbos. However you're going to define grama, which is one of the most impossible questions to define, and has to get into sugyas and Sanhedrin about dams and ditches and moving things, walls that water is holding by the dam, and a lot of the contraptions that we have with electricity that could be grama. A lot of poskim thought when electricity came out, when lights came out, that it was mutter. Because it was all indirect, it was all grumma. Until Reb Chaim Eiser came along, Gadol Hador, and he said, this is mamish wrong, this is not grumma, this is not indirect. And Reb Chaim Eiser instituted, and he had a practice, that he would bedavka lechadchila make havdalah on the incandescent bulbs of his house to demonstrate to everyone that that's esh, and I'm using it for baramara esh. And that was his practice, that certain bulbs, not these types of bulbs, but certain bulbs that have fire, that's what he would do, lechatchila, to make sure, to be mefarsim to everyone, that if you're following poskim that are saying that these lights are not havara d'oraisa, you're wrong, and it's not indirect, and it's a real violation, minat Torah, of havara. So that's what the Gemara challenges. So the Gemara concludes, yeah, Grama might be potter, but Grama is not mutter. And Grama is going to be aser. And then just like I said yesterday in Hilchos Shabbos, just because Grama is going to be potter from Achatas, when you're Machal Shabbos b'derech Grama, doesn't mean it's going to be mutter absolutely. And this assumption, Grama b'nezikin aser, Zak Rashi, v'afiluman de lo'od doin, dina de garmi, potter, milashalem aser ligrom, k'shabo lahamed Grama lehezek, chavir ma'akiv. So you see, if you put your sulam there, you're going to, it's going to be usher. So you see, Grama ben Ezekin is usher. Anyone find Rashi on this Gemara interesting? What did Rashi just do? Rashi just did something startling, what would you say? And I gave you a hint last sugya to be aware of this Rashi. What did Rashi do, Rabbi Yisai? Rashi just intertwined and confused two sugyas. Rashi said the din of Grama ben Ezekin and the din of Dina Derarmi are synonymous with one another. Rabbi Meir, who's done Dina de Garmi, holds Grumma ben Azikin is Chayav. That is what the Ramban quotes from Rashi in his Kuntras Dina de Garmi, that Rashi did not have three categories like I presented to you yesterday, called classic Nezik, Mishparshas Mishpatim, Arbov is Nezikin, Garmi, and then Grumma ben Azikin, that's Potter. Rashi held Grumma and Garmi are the same terminology and are the same thing, and it would be up for a debate between Rab Meir and Rabbanan. Rov Rishonim do not agree to this Rashi, but this is a collector's item, Rabbi said. Rashi and the Chav Beis Mabez just made synonymous Grumma and Garmi. Because when the Gemara conclude that Grumma ben Azikin is Aser, Rashi said in, and that is going according to what? The man, the what? The Ein Doin Dina de Garmi. Upatr Milashalim. But it's still Aser. Yeah.
But he could hold that. He's just saying that it's Aser, but that doesn't mean that necessarily it's
but he's saying it's only going according to the man Dharma that's low Doin.
Right, so maybe who is Doin, you would say you're Chayv by Garmi, and Grumma's Aser. But
why are you telling me anything about Garmi? The Gemara said Grumma. Why did Rashi do that?
Maybe the Rabbanon say it one way, but the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Meir is one way.
That is very weird.
Yeah.
Why would you now make a very convoluted machlekes?
Because from the beginning,
Rashi is limiting this to the Rabbanon. So clearly, he held that Rabbi Meir would say your chayef, right?
He doesn't say it. I'm saying the Rabbanon.
Who Rashi doesn't say?
The Rabbanon tree garmi.
Rashi is saying exclusion to Rabbi Meir, correct?
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Rabbi Isai, which gets us into the analysis of Tosis over here, comes along Tosis in Zayis Ameres Grumma and Azikin Aser, and he asks a fundamental question, Rabbi Isai, a Shas question. He says, I don't understand what's the difference between Grumma, which the Gemara is saying is Potter, it might be Aser to do, but Grumma is Potter. And the Gemara thought in the Hava Mina that Grumma would even be Mutter, Kamash Malon, that it's Aser. Hacha Mashmat, the Grumma is Zin and Potter. Chim Perakita de Regel. Also, Grumma, Zara Kli Mirosh Agagba, Oyu Tacht of Karmuk Sassus. Or if a person threw off a Kli from on top of a roof and there were pillows there to protect it, the Kidim is Silkon. And then the pillows were removed, and even he himself, he could remove those pillows. But he is considered only causing mazik v'derek grama, because when I did the maisa hezek, when I threw the kalim off of the roof, it was in a situation where there was not going to be any damages in the future. Afilu hu pater, the Gemara says, even if he was the one to pull those pillows, that's considered grama, and grama is pater. Uperek ha'parah ichnes peiris l'chatzar balabayis shalob b'rishus, k'amar Gemara dim achla v'huzka pater. Also, if what's the case over there? If a person put fruits into the chatzar of the balabayis without his permission, that if the animal ate it, he's chayiv, he's not chayiv, potter, it's indirect damage. Also, v'nosin sama mavis lefnei behemas chavera, or if you put poison in access to the, in an accessible area for the animal, and then he eats it, the potter, why? Because you're not actually doing a ma'isa hezin. And also, if you send a fire with a chereshot of a katan, or I open a fence, these are all horrible things, Rabbi say. You know, you're clearly causing, you're going to cause damage over here. You're opening up the fence, you're putting poison in front of the animal, but can I call you mamish being doing direct nezek? It's really indirect. So since it's indirect, it's all grumma. That's what the Gemara. Tosfos is just collecting Gemaras to prove this fundamental concept that grumma v'nezikin is pater. The koyfit kamosel chaver lefnei adeka, or I just bend the crop in front of the fire. Ba'isa malacha v'mechatas, or I did a malacha with the mayim that they're going to use to purify the person who's tamei meis. The libo v'libzo aruach the potter the cholanach k'damer perak akonis umavis chavero, or a person scares his friend and by screaming so loud he causes him to go deaf. The Gemara says he's chersho, the havenami grama, it's indirect. Kedamar Perakama the Kiddushin, the Yehuda Avis Anafshe, because the Gemara says they're it's grumet, it's indirect, because he really scared himself, which caused him to go deaf. Upikates at a regal. Another example, Shisa by Kelev, he convinces a dog to bite. Shisa by Nachash, he convinces a snake to also put him in his venom and bite. Putter. So Tosfos is collecting all of these cases that it's going to be putter b'dieved. It might be aser, but it's going to be putter. Yeshli tin tam. This is the million-dollar question. My shno mikol honey midina degarmi. Why is this any different than all of the examples of Baba Kamet, Tzadi Ches, and Baba Kamet, Daf Kuf, and what else? Baba Basru, Daf Beis. That we seem to hold that you're chayev, and we seem to paskin like that, the way Reish Lakish developed in Daf Kuf, and the way the Gemara is saying that Raphram was mechayev Rav Ashi when he got older to pay for the check that he burnt. So how do you have your cake and eat it too? That you're mechayev dina degarmi, and your putter grama. Whose Tais is clearly arguing with that there's two separate categories over here of dina degarmi and grama? Rashi. So what's the chilek, Rabbi Yisai? What's the million-dollar answer? Now Tosis starts talking. Now the engines start running. The chilek, Rabbi Yitzchak, zok the ri, loshen acher, the dina de garmi chayev hainu she'oisehu atzmoy hezek lemamon chavera. Dina de garmi is only when I myself am damaging my friend. Also, he says, Dina Degarmi is only Chayev in the limited situation that what? Hainu, what is the Bach change over here? Hainu. Sheba Mishas HaMaisa. Hainu Ba Mishas HaMaisa. Sheba Hezek. Meaning it's Miyat, right? The damage happens right away after my Maisa. So two klolim that the Ri says in order to deal with this bothersome kasha, when does grama apply and when does garmi chayef? So he says, you got to do it, and also what? It's got to be right away, miyad. Vala kol kasha, he doesn't like it, says Taisus, because what? One of the examples, tiras atame ubalavais atzmo irvon in perusov v'amai chayef, du atzmo eno osa hezek b'mamon chavero. What happens if I give up sak? And then the guy, the Balabayas, goes home and I say, oh, it's Tahar. Turns out that I made the wrong psak. And what? Based on my dibor, based on my psak, the Balabayas mixed up the wrong fruits in the wrong bowls, and he was metame, the Tahar things. So says Taisus, you didn't do anything there. The Balabayas did it. So that should be a lacking of what the Ri says, of what you need for Dina Degarmi. But how could the Gemara say that that's Dina Degarmi when you don't do a Maizik Biadayim? And also, it wasn't right away. It was after he took the fruits home. It was much delayed, so that should be grama. So I should be absolutely off the hook. Why should the dayan ever have to pay? By the way, Rabbi Yisai, what's another interesting ha'ara? According to Taisa's first klal, that the Ri holds garmi is only when what? When I myself do it, right? So what about boar? What about Baba Kama? Right? What about Baba Kama? Would you ever have a kasha to say that I'd be chayev to, unless you say, I built the boar. I dug the boar, so maybe that's through me. Okay. Also there, maybe you would say that I didn't fix the fence, so it's happening through me. Because I didn't fix the fence. Now it's a function of my act or my inaction. No, that's a question of miyad, right. Rabbi Yisai, that's a great kasha, what Yosef just asked. How do you fit Baba Basra according to the first day in Taisus? It's not Miyad. Right?
Only Rabbi Tam said that.
It's not Miyad.
Yeah,
well, you're saying that, but not everyone agrees that it's a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf. This is Garmi. Is it Miyad, Rabbi Yisai? You know, ask Yosef's Kasha, the Mordechai. I didn't put it on the Marmar Kamis. The Mordechai in Baba Kama asks Yosef's Kasha. If you hold like these Yisaidis, I'll try to find it. If you hold like these Yisaidis of the definition of Garmi, so how does that apply to the case of Kilayim? How does that apply to the case of Mechitza? And maybe you could also ask the Kasha, it's not really a function of my action, it's a function of my inaction, that I didn't build a fence. That's going to be the case of Garmi? So Rabbi Yisai, comes along the Ritzbah, and the Ritzbah says he doesn't buy this. He says a different Yusayt. You want to know the difference between Garmi and Grama? Zok the Ritzbah. Shouldn't be surprised. The Nira the Ritzbah, the Dina the Garmi, have him etam knas. Can the Muchuk be Rishami? Ulekach kol hezek amotzi v'ragol lov v'lekonso chachamim. V'tam de konso shalo ye kol echad hoylik v'mazik l'chavero. Behind the... good. So Toysis, the Yisoid Adover is what? It's a made-up penalty. Chachamim saw that it's bad protocol. Really, Grama and Garmi on a level of the Araisa is all what? Is all what, Rabbi Yisai, Grama and Garmi according to the Ritzbah? Is all the same. Is all Pater. Grama and Garmi is all Pater. It's all the same. Elamai, so why is it that we have a Gemara Bava Kama that tells us Man de doin dina de garmi, that there is a chi of tashlumen when it comes to garmi, which is what Tosfos and Babasra is so bothered by. How can you split hairs and say garmi is chayev and grama is potter? Zok the Ritzbah says, relax for a second. It's not such a fundamental difference. It's not that one, it's minakotza lakotza. It's really all grama on a level of daraisa. Elamai, what? Cases of garmi, Chazal saw that this is bad protocol. You're going to have a messed up, uncivilized, you know, community if you're going to have people that are going to constantly do all the cases of Garmi, and they're going to cause hezek to their friends. So therefore, we're going to now say, Nas Chachamim, that therefore they're going to have to pay. So that Memela answers the aside. So where Chachamim saw it fit for them to be Mechayiv, so they were Mechayiv. You don't have to make these fundamental difference, like the Ri is saying, is it Bari Ezek? It is direct, and you're going to get stuck with all the kashas of the Mordechai and Yosef Rubinov that really do all the examples work with that, and is this really accurate? It's not such a kasha. It was all a Knas Chachamim, wherever Chachamim felt that it was relevant for them to institute the Knas, so that's where they put the Knas up. Rabbi Isai, behind new time and demand the mechayev as exchange or nicker after the b'shoyin nami kanas or meir ki echad the kanas b'metame v'damei echad joyu v'chamizit. So then Taisa says, and you find precedent to knasses like this in other areas. Rabbi say this shouldn't come to a shock because this fits with what Taisa's shita in many different places that Taisa holds if it's a knas. Then he's holding that what? Does Dina de Garmi exist on a level of the Araisa?
No.
And Dina de Garmi is what? Is a Dima de Rabbanan. Just like he said in the Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Nun Dalet. And just like he's proving from the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis in Baba Kama, Asu Takonas Nigla B'Meiser or not. That Yisoid is developing us a principle that the whole concept of Dina de Garmi is only Midi Rabbanan. Okay? At the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, holding that it's derabonan or holding that it's deraisa, will there be any nafkaminas la alocha if something's just going to be a knas with derabonan or going to be a din deraisa? You better believe it, they're going to be din deraisa. They're going to be nafkaminas, Rabbi Isai. This is going to get in dine toyer, Rabbi Isai. Okay? Imagine you have a case of a dina de garmi. Okay? You have a case of a meiser. Okay? A case of a meiser that's a dina de garmi. Okay? So now the Gemara, the question is, oh wow, it's really late. Okay, everybody, so we'll pick up here at Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. The Shach and the Tzais, they all talk about what's going to be the Nafkamina if it's a Dinda or Rice, Dinda or Abba. Actually, anyone wants to call